What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live at Forest Park at the Visitor Center. We are right out front, and you can come see us. It is the Chris and Amy Show, Hour 3. Good to have you with us all day. It's beautiful today. When we originally planned to be out here on Friday, August 1st, we thought, oh, it's going to be like 110. We're going to do something nice. Jerry Kelly has been asking us to do nice things for people.
Yes, they have.
They bought a bunch of water and lemonade, and they said, go out to Forest Park and hand it out to people because it's going to be hot and gross, and now it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
So it's,
but
it's even better reason to come out
I
here.
I don't think we could have done it in the previous weather. I think everything would have melted because I'm pretty warm in the sun right now. Can you imagine if it were the days where the heat index was 117?
No, I would have left at 10:15
right now.
You had to gone home at like 10:15 tops. Right now, we are joined by Greg Hayes. He is the city's director of Parks, Forestry, and Recreation with us now on KMOX. Greg, good to have you. How are you?
Good to be here, and thanks for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Well, Forest Park is my favorite place in the world. It is such an incredible gem for the city of St. Louis. I mean, consistently voted. This is not just like, oh, this is nice for St. Louis. It's consistently voted the best city park in the country. It's bigger than Central Park. And all of the trees and the forestry, how beautiful it is. And so obviously, when the tornado hit a couple months ago, you go to the people who lost homes and not just lost their homes and their belongings, but also their cars, literally, you know, starting from ground zero here. But also affected was the park. And we've been following some of the recovery process for the park. I know thousands of trees. Is it 4,000 trees that the park lost?
That's correct. I really appreciate your comments about families who have been impacted, to say the least. The devastation word that comes to mind is sadness when you drive into Forest Park and some of our other parks that were really impacted. Yes, it's over 4,000 trees that have been impacted. Crews were mobilized within 24 hours to clear right-of-ways, make paths safe, get folks through areas, but yes, it's going to be a long-range effort for several years.
You know, and I say this, how I'm here at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, and that the tornado went right down Wydown, right, and then hit Skinker and then went right into the park. So for someone who's, you know, familiar with Forest Park, all the people who spend a lot of time here, to me, I think shocking is probably the right word when you see the stretch down Skinker and then down Lindell, and of course the homes with the tarps on the roof, and it feels very open because it lost so many trees. The park did. You mentioned clearing up, making safe ways after picking up some of those trees and all of them that fell. What was the step after that? How do you start to bring the park back?
Sure. Well, we had a pre-incident contract, and we've had one for several years. Contractual services. A company came in to help us within 24 hours. They were addressing all hazard trims and removals. things that were impacting high target areas like right-of-ways, alleys, mm-hmm. sidewalks, anything on the park perimeter, or, as I said earlier, paths where folks, pedestrians, runners such as yourself, enjoy the park. So those were our initial steps. And at least 10 Midwestern states were represented within 72 hours to make the park as safe mm-hmm. as possible. We still have a lot of work to do. As you mentioned, the sidewalks on Lindell and on Skinker, those are overturned stumps, and some of them have uprooted the entire sidewalk. So we have a lot of work to do there. We'll be putting out a request for proposal process for stump grinding and such, because we can't handle all of that internally across the city.
And there's not really much you can do in terms of how the landscape looks, because these are all, most of them, older trees. You can't plant 50-foot tall trees, right? I mean, there's not a way to replace those, so it's about planting trees and then just waiting for them to grow. So the for lack of a better term, the skyline is going to look a little different for a while.
Yes, that's correct, Chris. We're going to have a landscape recovery plan in place that we're working on now. Just, we have 300 acres of golf course play here with 27 holes at Probstein and 9 at Highlands. Thankfully, Highlands wasn't impacted. And just those course designs were predicated on the fact that trees, mm-hmm. certain species are in certain places. So we've been talking with Arcus Golf. We'll be, and a lot of folks probably know this, but you plant trees right around the first frost at Thanksgiving, maybe late October, and you have to wrap it up in April due to the heat. So there's those time windows for the next 3, 5, 7, even 10 years to reforest.
Yeah, I didn't know that was the tree planting season, but it makes sense.
I did not either.
Going back to the 4,000-ish trees, and these are trees that are tagged. These aren't the small trees in the woods. A lot of these were old growth trees. And while Forest Park has obviously tons of trees in it, and still you lost about 50% of the old growth trees. Is that correct?
That's correct. Maybe just a little less than that, respectfully, Amy. But yes, we've lost trees that are certified arborists between Forest Park Forever and our forestry mm-hmm. teams. Some of these trees are 130 mm-hmm. to 140 years old. As you said, Chris, you don't just replace with the same diameter trees. We're going to ask the public to be patient with us. And the public has been fantastic in terms of understanding all we're dealing with.
What sort of support have you gotten from the public or are asking for? Because, again, like Amy said, there are people that have their homes destroyed. So it seems like that takes precedent first over the forestry and the park. But it still does matter to the city. So what do you say to that?
Yes, it's been awe-inspiring. We were on the ground day one, and we've seen the impact in the neighborhoods. You know, going north from Forest Park, and as you said earlier, Amy, hitting on the southwest part of the park, the response from the public, volunteer organizations, volunteer individuals, to be in these neighborhoods immediately, from Mayor Spencer all the way down to all these organizations trying to help folks, it's just been an unprecedented collaborative effort, and it's actually been amazing.
Yeah, you know, with the tornado, how quickly it hit and how big it was. It was a mile wide. I don't know if you were at the Forest Park Forever offices when it hit, but no lives were lost in the park during that time. Can you describe maybe?
Yeah, how? People
were here. I know, because I almost went for a
run. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I didn't know it was going to get that bad. And there's tennis courts and golfers.
That's interesting. That's an interesting question you asked. So coincidentally, that day, we're on the phone with our weather service a lot because we have crews that are 24/7, 365 mm-hmm. days a year, and it wasn't predicted to come. No disrespect to the meteorologists, but when I talked to them, they said it would be a burst of rain, and this caught everybody by surprise. Quite frankly, I was just absolutely shocked when it hit, and we were in full go mode. I don't think I'll ever forget where I was. I was in Midtown, if you will. I mm-hmm. think I was in the Shoto Jefferson area. So I wasn't seeing it. I was hearing about it on the radio. But then once I went to see it, we were just blown away. So we were in full action.
And I imagine, too, you start to assume the worst. And we talked about the trees, and which is so sad, obviously, for the history and how old those beautiful trees are. But no animals were lost in the zoo, correct? Like, it didn't hit the zoo.
That is my understanding.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
That is my understanding. We are the zoo, or folks are obviously excellent park partners, so we are in direct communication with them. All the cultural institutions, the Boathouse, the Muni.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks were hit, impacted, I should say, but nothing happened at the zoo in terms of animals and injuries.
So how much of that storm and having to recover from it and fix the damage that was done sets back any projects that were already in the works here in the park? We know the basketball courts have been done. They're back here. But my understanding is there's something going on with where the ice rink is, and there's construction going on over there, which I've seen. So all of those projects, are they on hold, or are they moving on as planned?
Definitely the latter. They are moving on as planned.
And tell people exactly what is going on over there.
Sure. The Steinberg ice skating rink is under full construction mode. It is going to be turned into a 12-month season destination, as was contemplated in the master plan. It's going to be an unbelievable place in the future with all sorts of amenities. You can go online and check it out. We have the East Waterways celebration next Wednesday, August 6th. Hopefully the public comes out. But to answer your question, due to contractual services and the folks we still have working with us on construction and demolition debris removal, we're full speed ahead on these projects, thanks to the generous donors to this park and elsewhere in the city.
So is a lot of that funding coming from the Forest Park Forever Foundation money?
It is coming from private donors who work directly with Forest Park Forever, and of course the city with our agreement with Forest Park Forever. So they do a terrific job of getting donors to support this park. And as you mentioned, we're highly rated across the country, thankfully.
It's the best park. It's not even a contest.
Oh, thank
not
you.
Even a contest. So you mentioned the Eastern
she's
Waters.
She's never been to another park,
no.
But she's not wrong. She's not wrong. This is a really great park.
I've been to Central Park. I was disappointed.
I've been there, too. I saw Larry Mullen Jr. from U2 walking around. Have you had Larry Mullen Jr. from U2 walking around Forest Park?
They're one of my favorite bands, but we do. With all due respect to Central Park, we have them by 500 acres. A lot of people don't know that.
So, you know what a lot of people also don't know? How much does the San Diego Zoo cost?
$76, I found out last night.
Well, you can walk in our zoo, as you know, with an empty wallet or an empty purse, at least to get in. So free is good.
You could see animals for free.
Yeah.
$76 is outrageous.
I mean, people are shocked. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm shocked when I go to other cities. Oh, you want to go to the art museum? Would love to. It's $55 for a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I mean, here, I could go to the art museum every day on a whim if I have an hour. Let's go to the art museum and walk around, and it's not a big financial commitment. You couldn't do that with a ticket that costs $50 or $70. I think we are, it's the most... It's such an easy way to get spoiled. You don't realize how spoiled you are. The History Museum,
people should
the zoo,
take
all
advantage
of it. Free.
They really should.
Very well said. We have a lot to be thankful for in Forest Park, not only Forest Park, but our other 109 parks that we manage.
You mentioned the Eastern Waters.
Yes, the Waterways Project.
Waterways Project. Is that the Jefferson Lake thing where it's completely redone? It's beautiful.
Yes, connecting the waterways. It's just... it's beautiful to behold, and so we hope everyone can come out next Wednesday evening and celebrate with all of us.
Oh, excellent. So it's an official party next Wednesday evening.
Yes, and you're invited, and so are you, Chris.
Okay, well, you know what? Greg was about to not invite me.
I know.
And
no,
then he felt obligated.
I had to make sure I was looking at both of you.
Okay,
you were
right,
being a little rude with the U2 stuff.
I did. I just said Larry Mullen Jr. was walking around Central Park. It was amazing. I followed him for 10 minutes.
That's so creepy.
I didn't say a word, but I followed him. I turned around to follow him.
Oh, my gosh.
Quite a drummer. Quite a drummer.
He's awesome, right?
Yes.
Well, Greg, we love that you stopped by. Thank you. And before we go, is there any other project, park project, that you would like people to know about in the city?
Not at the top of my head, but I could certainly get back to you. We always have a lot of capital projects in full motion, but I'm happy to talk to you anytime you'd like to discuss those moving forward.
Isn't the I Love Forest Park 5K coming up?
I saw that in Forest Park Forever's weekly email, but I don't want to misspeak on the date and time,
right.
But I know Dominic Jansky will know that.
All right. It's still, I know it's coming up. sometime.
If I was a runner, I'd participate.
I would participate in it.
Well, Greg, thank you for stopping by and giving us the update on what's happening here at the park. It's still a beautiful place. I know there's some recovery that has to be done here, but we love coming here, and we're happy we got to do it today. So thank you.
Well, thanks to KMOX and all the great work both of you and your teams do. Thank you.
Greg Hayes
thank
is
you.
The city's director of Parks, Forestry, and Recreation with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We are live at Forest Park outside the Visitor Center. You can't miss us. There's a big banner that says KMOX. We are right here. Come say hello. Get some water or some lemonade courtesy of Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, and soon to be plumbing.
That's right.
You guys are professionals. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark Scores with you live from the Dennis and Judith Jones Visitor Center here in beautiful Forest Park. We just had Jenna stop by with her puppy, Timmy.
Oh, that dog was
so cute.
Dog.
And she brought
me... She doesn't know if I'm going to steal that dog.
You got to stop threatening to steal the animals.
I'm watching them walk
away. You said that to the Clydesdale people.
I'm going to steal that horse, too. I'm taking Cash the Clydesdale home with me.
She brought me sunscreen for the left side of my face and my arm because I've been...
Brian needs sunscreen.
Brian, here.
Give Brian, our engineer, sunscreen.
Just tossed it to Brian.
Oh, he's been talking about how he's going to die from skin cancer all day.
She did point this out, which I think is actually, I've noticed it as well. When you drive a lot, the left side of your face gets a lot more sun than the right side.
Yeah.
And I have noticed that with wrinkles and other things.
Hold on a second.
Truckers will talk about it.
Hold on a second.
What?
Did she walk up to you and say, look, I've been watching you on the live stream and the left side of your
face is
wrinkly.
Yeah.
It is rough.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
No, but it was implied. I think it was implied. But truckers will talk about that. And we have a big trucker audience.
A huge trucker audience.
314-436-7900.
We have a big postal workers audience, I've heard.
Construction worker.
FedEx,
I know we have a lot of residential construction listening to the Chris and Amy show.
A lot of people listen to work. Harambe's listening at work.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, Harambe texted yesterday. He was upset we did not acknowledge his text. He's real needy.
He doesn't like to
be
ignored.
He's so needy. You can text us 314-436-7900. And Harambe said that he would come out today, but he's working too hard. Yeah.
Are you Harambe?
I don't believe it.
Yeah. At any rate, you can text in. And again, the whole left side of the face thing, if only I had known that. Earlier.
I love the fact.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that this woman came up to you, complete stranger, and said, look, the left side of your face, rough. Use this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a real oh, honey.
So I know that's not what happened, but that's what I'm going to say happened.
Well, it's okay. I've been talking to Matt how I really want to pull myself together, too. Like, I want to, like, make myself look nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to look better if I'm going to be in the Tamar Cher Alexa Datt group. I think that's what it is. I think that's part of it. I think they're just—they're very put together.
Listen.
So I thought I'd be put together. Guess what? Forgot makeup and everything today.
You are Amy.
You can't look put together without a little blush. Instead, I just slathered on some face lotion and walked out the door. Completely forgot to make myself look put together. And I'm never going to get in the group.
When are you going to give up this dream of being in that group? I don't think you're invited.
Well, and I know I'm not invited.
So what are you going
to... Trying to get myself invited. Get myself some lipstick.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do some recon, and we'll find out what you have to do to be invited into the cool group. The Alexa Datt...
Tamar Cher and Katie Wu
group.
I mean, they are the titans.
Uh-huh.
But you know, You can't have a Mount Rushmore without four people.
You need a fourth?
They need a fourth for the old Mount Rushmore.
Which
here.
Is the worst president on Mount Rushmore? Who is it? It's not Thomas.
It's not Thomas.
Oh, it might be
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. So it's Roosevelt, Lincoln, Washington.
Hey, I want to get into this. We're going to need to hear from you if you're, am I in the wrong here? So I got in trouble with my new neighbors. I don't know who it is. So here's what happened. Your trash cans aren't supposed to be visible. I have a trash can, like a big dumpster, and I have a green one for recycling, a green trash can, a brown trash can, and a green one. They're on the side of my house, but that's where they go. They go on the side of the house, but I guess they go kind of further back on the side of the house. Well, there was a gate being installed right there on the side of the house.
Okay.
So we installed a gate.
Okay.
And I didn't know, the worker just kind of shows up whenever. And so I never know when he's coming, but one day I showed up and there was a gate, and there hadn't been a gate before, and I looked and he was working on it, and the trash cans were in front of the gate.
Yeah.
Still on the side of my house.
Okay.
So trash day comes, I put the trash cans out, and then I pull him back to the gate, and he said, all right, he put 400 pounds of concrete in my garage. So, because it's bags, 50
400
pound bags.
Pounds of concrete.
Yep, because he's got to come back and pour some concrete or something on the side of the house. So I put the trash cans in front of the gate, but on the side of the house, because I didn't know when he was coming back to pour this concrete on the other side of the gate. He didn't come back the next day. He didn't come back the next day. I visited my parents. So now it's been like 2-3 days. And
uh-oh.
I get home from work
uh-oh.
On Monday.
Uh-oh.
The trash cans are in front of my garage door.
Oh,
like,
boy.
You can't get into your garage.
I know what that means.
And here's what I know.
I know what that means. That's passive aggressive.
Yes, they were trying to teach me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to teach her a lesson. Now, remember, I've never not brought the trash cans back immediately, and I've only been there for 3 weeks. So they don't even know me. I'm not a delinquent neighbor. I'm not a delinquent neighbor. And they don't know me. And this older gentleman who's doing all the work had 400 pounds of concrete. I guess what I should have done is every day put the trash cans on the other side of the gate and moved them back for whenever he would come back to finish his job. So I moved the trash cans back on the other side of the gate. They're in the older man's way now. He'll have to move them when he shows up. He hasn't showed up yet. He'll have to move them. But what bothers me is I know that this neighbor was trying to teach me a lesson.
Yeah.
They got out of their car and thought, we're going to teach this lady a lesson. But there was no lesson to be taught.
Yes, there is. Don't leave your garbage cans out.
They were on the side of the house still. I bet there
was not where they belong, is it?
No, that's where they were. They were three. They stay on the side of the house.
Nope.
And then we built a gate to hide them even more.
Nope.
Because the gate wasn't finished.
They want you to not make the neighborhood an eyesore just
hurt
because
my
you
feelings.
Came in. Well, don't make the
it
neighborhood
hurt
an
my
eyesore.
Feelings. I bet they were 3 feet closer to the garage than they had been for the previous 3 weeks.
You're the person who parks their boat in the driveway.
I park my boat in the yard.
You know, when I was growing up on State Street in Granite City, our neighbor across the street had their car on cinder blocks for at least a year.
So what is cinder blocks for? An oil change?
No, so there are no tires on the car.
Okay.
So it can't sit on tires, so they have it on cinder blocks instead.
Did they have it in the yard? Because if I had a boat, I would
put it in
my yard.
It was not in the yard. It was on the street on cinder blocks.
You ever had
I don't think there was no neighborhood association back then.
Well, I'll tell you what, this passive-aggressive neighbor who tried to teach me a lesson, I just want to say you can't teach a lesson when there's no lesson to be taught. I was trying to be kind to the older gentleman who built this gate for me, constructed this gate, and still had 400 pounds of concrete to pour.
Well,
so now, guess what? Now I feel sheepish.
Well,
today was trash day.
Be a good neighbor.
I put the trash cans out. I felt sheepish. And I wanted to put a sign on the trash can saying, you taught me nothing.
Well, you... Oh, yeah. Oh, you'd be passive-aggressive
yes,
back.
Yes, I wanted to.
That'll teach them a lesson.
I wanted to put a sign on my, like a big poster board in the yard. You taught me nothing. There was nothing to learn.
I refuse to learn lessons. My name is Amy, and I know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And I'll put my garbage cans in your yard next time. That's Amy Marks-Kors. She is a bad neighbor. You do not want her in your neighborhood. I'm Chris Ranji. I'm the best neighbor. You'll never even know I'm there.
You were next door.
I was on next door for not being a neighbor. When we come back, you know that upcoming, I'm going to go find Timmy the dog.
Yep.
And I'm taking him to Pups at the Park, which is coming up, and it is presented by Purina at City Park. It is happening soon, and we are going to talk to Matt Seebeck Chief Experience Officer with City SC, next on KMOX. Live at Forest Park outside the Visitor Center here in a beautiful part of Forest Park. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. Don't forget, Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. They will have all the post-trade deadline reaction on that show today. And you're going to want to listen to that because the Cardinals did make three moves leading up to the deadline. Right now, we're going to talk a little City SC and an experience that is happening on September 12th. It is a Friday during a City 2 game. It is called Pups at the Park, and it is presented by Purina. It's happening at Energizer Park, and that's when fans can bring their dogs to the ballpark. And to talk about that with us, Chief Experience Officer with City SC, Matt Seebeck, friend of the show, is with us. How's it going, Matt?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Man, we are doing great here. It is a beautiful day, 75 degrees in St. Louis. So we're a couple of months away from Pups at the Park, and we are looking forward to that. So tell fans what they can expect and how they can attend the game if they want to and bring their pup.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a fall day here in St. Louis today. But so happening on September 12th should be, you know, magnificent weather again. So Friday, September 12th. 7 p.m. we're doing Pups at the Park. So bringing that event to Energizer Park for the first time. We're really pumped about it. Pets and people, what's better together, but we'll add a little soccer to that now. So it's a chance for fans to bring their four-legged friend to Energizer Park and take in some soccer that night. So we're really pumped about it.
So some tickets, a limited amount of tickets, have gone on sale already as of about, an hour and a half ago at stlcitysc.com. Or will more tickets be made available as time goes on, or how is this working?
So it's a dedicated seating area in Energizer Park, and it'll have a ton of fun stuff, the photos with your pet, bandana giveaways from Purina, treat. So as of right now, it's limited seating and they are very close to selling out. So definitely encourage those pet owners out there. If this sounds like a fun time for you, certainly hop aboard. You can get those tickets on our website today.
Yeah, I mean, they've sold out the past 2 years this event has. So definitely you want to jump on board. What should fans expect as far as the experience goes when they bring their pet to the park? Do they have to go in through a certain gate or any special directions?
We'll have a special gate. As I said, tons of little experiences built around this ticket package. So it's $25 for you and your pet, photo opportunities with the pitch in the background, tons of giveaways from Purina included with that ticket. So really should just be a really fun night. I'm looking forward to it myself.
Have you ever had to kick out a pet for bad behavior?
Well, here's what I was like. Can I bring my wolf?
Oh, my gosh.
I guess that's part of the species tree, Chris, if you want to get exact on that. That would be fine. So long as it has vaccination papers, you should be good there.
Okay, so you don't...
Oh,
so
wait, do you need those?
Do you have to vet the pets?
Do you have to what?
Vet the pets. You know, you have to make sure they're okay before you let them in. Yeah.
Yeah, vet the pet. Yeah, we'll do that at the door for sure.
Okay. No, not you.
Matt is not
that
happy.
Dog's allowed. That dog's
any
not allowed.
Okay. Of this.
That's right.
So, with the you mentioned the photo opportunity, human face painting. So no painting of the pets, but the humans can be face painted. If you don't have a pet, you can. Are you going to have adoption availability on that night?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be working with APA. So Purina will be there as well as APA, and there will be adoption things that people can look at that night as well. We've done that before, but makes sense on this night as well. And every ticket that we sell for this, there'll be a donation included to APA as well. So you can really help out a good cause by supporting the event.
So tickets are on sale for this September 12th game. It's a Friday, September 12th, at stlcitysc.com. If you're interested for the pet tickets, they are selling out quickly, so you're going to want to get in on this. And Matt, while we have you on, we also know there is another pet announcement that you have coming up.
Yeah, we're getting ready to announce our team pet. This is really exciting for us. Obviously, you know, Purina, one of our founding partners, been here since the beginning. We really consider ourselves one of the, you know, most pet-friendly teams in the world, doing a ton of great stuff like this Pups at the Park event. We have Purina Club in our stadium where it's sold out since the beginning, where people can bring pets to our MLS games. So the announcement of our team dog, our team pet, is a long time coming, and we're really, really excited about that. So fans will get a good look at that starting next week.
And there's a documentary series. It's a four-part docuseries chronicling the City SC and Purina's journey to selecting their team pet. That premiere, series installment premiered already, correct? Is it being released like 1 week at a time, or where can people view this?
Yeah, it's a little docuseries. One episode has been out. We just put a trailer for episode two on our social channels today. So it's a really fun docuseries that really, you know, documents the journey from the litter that's been selected, the training that they go through, this whole curriculum that really prepares the ultimate selection of our team pet. It's honestly, it's fun, it's cute, but it's also very, very interesting. So, you know, this team pet that, again, we'll announce next week, will really be along for the journey, not only in our office, but at our matches. And so there's really so much to consider, and it's a really fun docuseries. You can check that out on all of our social channels.
Yeah, the City SC YouTube channel is one place to do it. All the social channels for City, you can go and watch this.
And just while we don't know the pet, it is a dog, right? Like, it's not going to be a camel or something?
No, it is a dog, yeah.
Okay.
No camels.
Yeah. We were talking about camels earlier.
We just found out that there are, in fact, wild camels in the United States, in the desert.
Kidding, we're at?
Huh. Somewhere in the desert.
Death Valley.
And apparently it was a military thing. They used these camels back in the war, and they have no more use for them, so they just let them loose. So yeah. I guess there are wild camels out there.
I don't know how many. I don't know if they procreated.
A service person walked up, retired military, and told us about it because we made fun of camels. Anyway, we're not going to make fun of dogs because we love dogs. So this team pet, Matt, when did this idea come about that you wanted to have one of the? I mean, it's a natural thing to do because Purina is such a big partner with SC.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, it's been really since the beginning. We knew we wanted to have a team pet. Purina, you know, obviously wanted to integrate dogs, you know, into our club and really the DNA since the beginning. So it's something that we've been working on really the past 2 years, just because of the training that's required and the selection of the right breed and the right pet. So that's what this docu-series will chronicle, is just how we went through that process. And then, you know, here in year three, we'll finally get a team pet. So we're really excited.
Who got to name it?
You know, they cover that in the docu-series, Chris.
Okay, so I don't want to give it away. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Zhao Claus.
What a
Zhao Claus.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Pretty good, Amy.
Zhao Claus.
Claus.
Oh, pause. Oh my God.
Pause. Yeah, Zhao Claus.
Oh my God. Roman Barky.
Oh, there you go.
That would have been way better.
That's so good.
Is this dog's name Roman Barky?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Matt Seebeck, you have to promise us something. When the dog is announced, that you will bring him or her by the studio, please?
Absolutely. You bet.
Okay. The pause, I don't know.
Speaking of pause, Matt took a big one there when he was thinking about it. Man. Oh, my gosh. Matt Seebeck, we love talking to you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today and telling us about Pups at the Park coming up. Again, September 12th, and if you are interested in tickets for it, do it quickly, stlcitysc.com, to buy tickets for that September 12th Pups of the Park game at Energizer Park. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Chris and Amy. Appreciate it.
Matt Seebeck, Chief Experience Officer with City SC. Don't forget City. They just played Aston Villa this week. Played it close, English Premier League team, and they will play again MLS play. That'll be next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, at home against Nashville.
I'm still actually a little surprised. It makes sense, but I'm a little surprised about what Dale Shilley said when you said how far into the game before you could tell that this was an English Premier League, because it's different than MLS. There's a different level of soccer. Everybody knows that. And he said when they walked out on the field.
Well, they're big.
Because they're big. They're like 6'2", 6'3", and I didn't even realize that was a thing.
No, because when I think of soccer players, I knew, you know, my high school was pretty good at soccer, and it's, you know, there was like one big guy on the team, and everybody else was small, and every soccer player I've ever met has been kind of small.
They're so fit, right?
I know Ronaldo, right, they're all in great shape. Yeah. Like, Ronaldo's a big guy. Messi is not. So I guess my assumption is that most of them.
I didn't know it mattered.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
But strength matters in just about any sport, right?
Yeah. Messi's hard to tip over.
His center of gravity is so low.
Those guys.
His balance is unbelievable.
All of the praise we heap on giants in sport. If you had a low, are thick and have a low center of gravity, you can't get knocked over.
Like Kevin Wheeler.
That's exactly right. You're a human bowling ball at that point.
That's why.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Nothing. That's why Wheeler is so good at sports, because he is 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And he is
three feet wide.
He's as wide as he is tall.
Yeah.
Right now, his traps are huge.
Unbelievable.
He does. He looks like a big, like a little bowling ball.
A big bowling ball or a little bowling ball?
A big bowling ball. Bigger than a regular ball. All right. We're live at Forest Park. You only have like 15 minutes to come by and get some lemonade and water. Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical and Plumbing soon. They came out and they bought all of this water and lemonade for people stopping by on a nice, nice day at Forest Park. We're outside the Visitor Center. It is Chris and Amy on KMOX. At Forest Park. We are outside the Visitor Center. We are giving away lemonade and water to the people who are walking by who want some. Hey, lemonade, free water. Come on by. And this is all because of Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. They were kind enough to buy all of this stuff, bottled water and the lemonade, and people have been stopping by all morning long, and it's been great.
They are amazing. And also a big shout out to, you know who lugged all the ice and water and lemonade and
coolers?
This
big lug over here?
This big lug, our very own lug, Matt.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pajeski.
Speaking of lug, let's revisit our question of the week. Our question of the week on our Twitter account. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you what the question is unless you follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX. I'll wait right now. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX. Here was our question of the week. Do you leave your AC fan on constantly, or do you turn it off?
Okay.
Because there are different theories here, different hypotheses about what is better, more energy efficient, especially when it's 100 degrees outside. Well, the results are in, and it was a tight race.
So was it really?
It was almost 50-50.
Really?
With 51% of the vote on wins.
No, so people, kidding.
51% of people leave their AC fan on, which is what Jeff Miller with Jerry Kelly told us to do, right?
No.
He did not?
No. Remember, Jeff Miller of Jerry Kelly said, do not leave the fan on.
Leave it on auto.
Leave it on auto.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Say I set my house at 75. And it's at 73, right? The natural temperature is 73. The fan will still be on, even though the AC unit, like the AC, is not, the cooling element is right. not on. And I had heard that you were supposed to keep the fan on regardless of the cooling element. And Jeff Miller said, no, don't do that, because if the fan is running all summer long, it could very easily overheat. And so it is basically, like we say, you got to love moderation. You can leave the fan on at night. If you like the airflow, just don't leave it on for weeks and weeks and months at a time. But he also said, while you're gone, don't set your thermostat at 78
right.
and then try to bring it down
right.
to 68 at night, because that will actually could cause your air conditioning unit
to work
to
harder,
overwork, and to break earlier. So I don't feel bad. I feel bad for leaving the fan on, but I don't feel bad for keeping my house at like 75 or
because
74 while I'm gone.
I know a lot of people who do that when they leave for work. They have it up higher, you know, 76 yeah. or 7 or 8 or whatever, come home and turn it down. He said not to do that unless you are going to be gone for like a week or two,
mm-hmm.
right? But you, I mean, you want to keep it cool. You want to keep the AC on, because depending on where you live and the humidity in the area, you could be gone for a week and come back to a moldy house. There will
oh,
be mold on the
gosh.
Walls. If you had just said, well, I'm just going to turn the AC off and it'll be fine. Like, you do not want to do that depending on where you live.
Yeah. If you go out of town for a week or two, what do you set in the summer? What do you set your AC at?
I guess I'd probably have it about 76, 7, 8, somewhere
yeah.
in there.
I would do 78, like, but I was just talking to a friend last night. He said he turns it off. And I feel like that's a really bad idea when it's 100 degrees out.
No.
And just stagnant. You want some kind of airflow in your home.
You know, I had a friend, and this is not the same thing, but he had gone out of town for 5-7 days, somewhere in that range. It was a work trip. And the apartment he lived in had the radiator for heat.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened with the radiator, which is the water that goes through the hot water. And it something broke. So steam got into mm-hmm. the apartment for about a week. It did this for about a week.
Oh.
He came home. He came home and the ceiling fan was drooping. It was a wooden ceiling fan.
Gosh.
Everything, the paint on the walls was all bubbled up. The whole place, like, he had furniture ruined. And this was just like 5-6 days of this
because
this thing broke while he was gone and he didn't know about it till he got back.
Oh, that terrifies
me. I saw the photo. I wish I still had it because if you came home to something like that, like, oh my God, what do you do?
That's why if you have a vacation home or a second home in the Ozarks or wherever, do you worry about your house constantly?
Probably. You have to have somebody to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice to be able to pay somebody to watch your second home. We should ask our boss about it, what that's like. With him and his two boats, two homes, two boats.
I know the weather is so nice right now and this weekend, and so every outdoor patio, don't you think, in the area,
it's going to be a great
is going to be so crowded. I feel like in the past month we've had maybe two nights that were nice to sit outside. One was last night.
Yep.
The other one I don't remember, but I said this earlier. Went to No Ordinary Rabbit for the first time in Botanical Heights. It's the old Nixta, actually.
Okay. And that's the Paremba restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But No Ordinary Rabbit had great drinks, great food. You can share, have your own meal, but a really nice outdoor seating area.
Mm-hmm.
And then Good Company, which is in the Grove, also has a nice outdoor seating area. Like, two kind of not off the beaten path, but just like everyone thinks of the same big patio restaurants.
Right.
And if you are looking for something new, at least for me, it was new. Really nice seating area, No Ordinary Rabbit.
Here's what I would tell people, because this is going to be a nice weather weekend,
mm-hmm.
unless something surprises us. It's going to be a nice weather weekend. We don't know how many of these we'll get, because the summer is mm-hmm. brutal. We just experienced a couple of weeks of that. And it did seem like last year there would be some really nice days on like a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then by the time you got to the weekend, it was a million degrees, right? So take advantage of the weekend. Go do some stuff outdoors. Come to Forest Park. It'll be nice here all weekend. Come out today. Start your weekend early. Come out here today. Go to Forest Perk, one of my favorite cafes in the city. Right inside the visitor center.
You are a big fan of Forest Perk.
I love Forest Perk.
It's a great cafe. It's they have the so best great. Biscuits.
Yeah, so there's a nice lady inside who made an egg and biscuit sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is one of the best biscuits in the city nobody talks about. I said, you know, it's pretty good. It is good. So come by Forest
Excellent.
Park.
Also, again, we are here at Forest Park because of our 100 acts of kindness alongside Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical and soon to be Plumbing. But we're going to get around town, aren't we, over the next few months?
We are.
We're going to be coming out to you, to the people.
Yeah. We want to be out and about. We want you to see us. We want you to...
Where do you want us to go? We can go to Kirkwood. We can go to St. Charles.
We can go to St. Charles.
We can go
Baldwin.
To Baldwin, Edwardsville.
We can go everywhere.
We can go everywhere. 314-436-7900.
Well, not everywhere. Yeah, let us know what you think we should do. 314-436-7900. Tweet the show at Chris Amy KMOX. So the Cardinals made their moves leading up to the deadline. In fact, there was a trade that John Mozeliak made with about a minute left to go before the deadline. So he tends to do that. So that happened. Phil Maton has been traded. Ryan Helsley and Steven Matz, they have all been traded. A large portion of the back end of the Cardinals bullpen is now somewhere else. So this is a great time for the Gas House Gang coming up at 12 o'clock, and they'll react to it.
And I want to listen to this because I do have questions because the word I had was underwhelmed a bit. I think because we've had this roster, right? And all season, we've been saying, well, it's a transitional roster. Well, it's supposed to be a young roster. And I said, doesn't seem as young as it should be. You've got a lot of older guys like Arenado and Contreras, and it doesn't seem like it's an all-youth roster. And it felt very transitional, very much in the middle. And then after this trade deadline, I feel like we have the same roster. So well, what does that mean going into
So do you mean in terms
season?
Of age? Or are you
no,
talking about
literal
position,
players, position
players?
Players.
Well, I think there's
We've got the same position players.
Yeah, I think this
And the same no-trade contracts.
This offseason I do think will be busy. I know a lot has been made about all the left-handed bats they have, and they got a surplus of it, and they'll have to do something there. So this will be a very busy offseason. I'm curious. I think we are in a phase where this Cardinals retool, rebuild, whatever you want to call it, is going to take a little bit of time. This is not by 2026 they're going to be great. This will take some time. And I think we're looking at 27. Hopefully, there's no lockout.
Well, that's the thing.
Hopefully, there's no lockout. You never know.
Do you
it
think
doesn't look good.
Are moves made or not made?
It's no. I mean, everything suspends. Mm. You know, nothing happens when there's a lockout going on. So to react to the trade deadline, all the Cardinals' moves that they made, what's next, what it means, we've got Mike Claiborne and Nate Gatter on the Gas House Gang coming up here. But thanks to everybody at Forest Park for stopping by. Thanks to Forest Park for having us here. And thank you to Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical for providing all of the water and lemonade we handed out to people today. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday, 9 o'clock on the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.